The latest figures show 66% of the graduating class of 2018 are on track to add up the necessary points of the 7 end-of-course exams. But a proposal to form a new working group to study the graduation requirements led to about 7 hours of debate.
This may have been the strangest bit of debate in my 6 years on the board, and I've been here for a lot of weirdness.
Board member Todd Jones was not in favor of lowering the minimum test scores needed to graduate, saying good local districts step up and see to it that their kids perform better.
The people we're hearing from are consistently the ones from whose districts are failing to perform under the system and whose kids have been shortchanged in their education for the last few years, not the ones who are doing something about it.
New numbers show less than 40% of students in the high-poverty urban districts or in charter schools are on track. The head of the Senate Education Committee, Peggy Lehner, says they need to do more to help kids in poverty.
This is all these things we talk about, but we don't fund and we don't do. And we're going to just continue to see this kind of data, and we can raise and lower standards all we want and cut scores and numbers. But at the end of the day, we know that 33% of our kids are not learning what they need to learn to be successful.
A task force of 24 members from around the state will make a recommendation on graduation requirements in April. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Mark Uricki.